God's grace, his mercy, and his peace to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. The word of God from John 14, where Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The job of a father is to teach the way. A father is often the one who shows his children how to be caring, how to provide for his family, how to be selfless and put others before yourself, how to sacrifice. Will did all of that and then some. Caring father, grandfather, great-grandfather, husband, caring friend. Will was a longtime member here at our Redeemer, and I know that everyone here who knew him as a caring soul. And the memory I have of Will that sticks out the most was one that Anne sort of referenced. She talked about his time with the TSA. Before coming back here to our Redeemer, I spent 3 years working in the Caribbean, first in the Dominican Republic and then in Puerto Rico as a missionary. And when we flew out at the end of January 2015, the last familiar face I saw, apart from my family who was there to greet us, was Will's at the TSA counter there as he checked us through security as we got ready to move our entire lives down to the Caribbean. A friendly face, friendly voice, you could always count on that from Will. He exemplified for many of us lessons that we will carry with us for the rest of our lives. The way. A Christian man, Christian father, Christian husband, grandfather. In so many ways, he's an example for us. Jesus also today in the Gospel from John 14 talks about the way. He speaks to a group of disciples who are filled with grief. Well, it's appropriate because we are a room filled with grief as well. Jesus speaks to his disciples who are stricken with grief because Jesus has told them what awaits him. He's told them, "You can't go where I'm going." It's true, Jesus was about to go to a cross, and none of those disciples would go to a cross with him. And that hurt, that caused them grief and sorrow, that their Lord was going to leave them. And so Jesus said to his disciples in our gospel for today, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." He told them he was going to prepare a place for them. A place with many rooms, a place with his Father, a place that would last for all eternity. And then Jesus says to them, "You know the way to where I'm going. You know the way." The disciples are they're confused, as they often are in the Bible. "What are you talking about, Jesus?" Excuse me. "What are you talking about? We don't know the way to where you're going. How do we know the way?" Jesus says to them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." You see, for all of the memories that you may carry with you of Will from today forward, here's the one that today we pull up to the top and that sits above them all. That Willard Bednarz knew the way to the Father, and that it is found in Jesus Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And what distinguishes a Christian funeral from every other funeral is that we place that at the top. Willard's faith in Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. above all the other good memories that we can share. And it's not often that I'm able to do a funeral and say I have a lot of memories about a person. Willard's an exception. I've known him a very long time, known his family a very long time. There are so many stories and conversations just in the past 2 years since I've been back here as a pastor. We've sat and visited in his living room, me and him and Mary, gave him and Mary communion. We shared together in Christ's body and blood. We visited, talked about old days of Kingsford football, talked about his grandkids, all these great stories we used to share. I have memories. You have memories. But you know what? Memories don't do a bit of good in the grand scheme of eternity. Jesus tells us the only way to the Father, the only way to a place with many rooms prepared for us, is through Jesus Christ. Willard knew the way. And you know the way as well. You see, it's a myth that heaven is somehow a place for the good people, the deserving people, the righteous people. That somehow the church is a place for everyone who's better than those people who don't come to church. It's a place for sinners. It's a place for the broken. It's a place for the hurting. And Will gathered here together with all of us as often as he could until the day he stayed by Mary's side 24/7 to help care for her. And then we brought God's word and God's gifts to them since they could not be here. Will knew that the only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ, the one who comes to die for sinners. Like you and me and Will and all of us, we're all in the same boat, all deserving of death, all deserving of damnation for all eternity. But the thing is, we get to come here today and have a little bit of joy break into the middle of our sadness. And I hope that in time, for all of you, especially Ann and Matt and grandkids Mary, all of you, Gary, I hope that little bit of joy that you can glean from this today can find its way in and become a bright beacon and ray that shines brightly with joy that lasts forever. Because here's the good news. Death doesn't get the final say. Death doesn't have the final word. Anne was telling me how her and her dad spent Thanksgiving in the hospital doing what sadly Will had to do for a lot of Thanksgivings in his life, and that's watch the Lions lose a football game. I'm not a Packer fan, so I'm not mocking him. No. So, you know what a Christian funeral is? It's a victory celebration. That among all the ways that Will knew and the ways that he passed on to his children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, among all the things he knew, above all of them, is Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners, the victor over the grave and over death. And it's appropriate that we gather today at a funeral to grieve, to hurt. Because death does hurt. In the middle of it all, we get to sort of cheer and mock and ridicule that old enemy, the devil, who wants us to think that somehow here today he's won the day. He hasn't. He's lost. Will has the victory. You and I have the victory. We heard about it in that reading from 1 Corinthians 15. We heard a few moments ago where Paul quotes the Old Testament and he says, death, has been swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, grave, where is your sting? Death, devil, sin, you have no power here. There's a victory for Will and for me and for you. Because Jesus lives. The one who took every sin upon himself and carried it to the cross, he lives again. And because he lives, we will live in a place prepared for us by Jesus Christ himself, promised to us in our reading we heard this morning. What's that place like? Other than having many rooms, that's all that Jesus seems to say. Well, if you look at our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 25, there's a really beautiful picture of what our eternity with Jesus Christ will look like. It's in Isaiah 25 where Jesus describes, or the Lord describes, heaven as a mountain where the Lord of hosts will make for all people, I love this, a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food, full of marrow, of aged wine, well refined. Heaven's described as being like a feast, a meal. It's kind of customary. We're going to do this here today. Following the service, we're going to go back in the fellowship hall. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to eat. I like to eat, as you might have guessed. Today's actually our second funeral here at our Redeemer. We had one yesterday at 4 p.m. with a meal following that one. Two funeral meals in a row is, wow, it's a lot of rich food, delicious food. It's going to be good. You guys are going to enjoy it. Why am I talking about the food? Well, heaven is described as being like a feast. And as a pastor, after I eat a funeral lunch, I'm kind of ready for a nap because I'm kind of full, and that's you know, all the salads and pastas and chicken and stuff, sandwiches, just, you know, wow, what a rich meal, so delicious. And you know what, though? That is a fitting picture of what heaven is like. Feasting with our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the scriptures refer to heaven as being like a wedding feast, where Christ is the bridegroom and we, the church, are his bride, and we feast together and celebrate for all eternity. What does Isaiah say? He will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all people, the veil spread over all nations. What is it? What is it that covers every single person that not a person on earth can avoid? Death. That's the veil that covers us all. But you know what? Our Lord will swallow it up. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. How do we get there? Jesus. He's the way. His word, his death, his resurrection for you. It's for you. And you know the way. Willard knew the way. Might be one of the best things I get to do as a pastor is to stand at a funeral and say, this fellow Christian that we laid to rest today, he knew Jesus. He knew the way. Thanks be to God that in Jesus Christ, Will and you and me have a place with our Lord for all eternity, a place prepared just for us, a place where the riches of God are ours. And no one can take them away. Not the devil, not the grave, not our sin. Thanks be to God for the victory in Jesus Christ that shows us the way. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.